Sukkot HaZeh Zman Simchatenu. This is the time of our rejoicing. Zman Simchatenu. This is the time of our rejoicing. Zman Simchatenu. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam she'hekiyanu.
Praise the Lord. Welcome everyone this evening. Praise the Lord. Sing, you're not a man.
You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God who opens doors no man can shut. You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God of everything, no one like you. Sing it. You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God who opens doors no man can shut.
Hallelujah.
You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God of everything, no one like you. No one, no one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you, Eze. No one like you. No one like you. No one like you, Master. You're the God of everything. No one like you.
You're not a man, no, you're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God who opens doors no man can shut. Oh, you're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. You're the God of everything, no one like you. No one like you, no one like you, Jesus, no one like you. God of everything, no one like, oh, no one like you, no one like you, Jesus, no one like you, no one like you, Eze, no one like you, no one like you, Father, no one like you, Master, you're the God of everything, no one like.
God of everything, no one like you. Oh, no one like you, Jesus, no one like you. No one like you, is it? No one like you. God of everything, no one like you. You're the God, you're the God of everything, no one like you. Oh Lord, you're the God of everything, no one like you. Last time, you're the God of everything, no one like you. Praise you, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, holy are you, Lord? All creation calls you God. Worthy is your name. We worship your majesty. Sing it. Holy are you, Lord? Holy. You, Lord, all creation, oh, calls you God, for you are worthy, oh, is your name. We worship.
Your holy name, Father. You're the creator of all things. And to you shall all things respond. We come before you in total surrender, worshiping you in spirit and in truth. Awesome God, how great thou art. You alone art God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe, oh, of your holy name. Lord, we bow and worship you, oh Lord. Yes, we bow and worship you. Lord, we bow and worship you. Yes, Lord, we bow and we worship you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to see you this wonderful day that the Lord God Almighty has made for you and I to rejoice and be glad. Welcome. Welcome to this feast. Thank you. As you've been hearing the last 5 or so days, this is Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the feast, the one feast that is going to continue through the ages. This feast continues. The Feast of Pentecost comes and ends. Rosh Hashanah comes and ends. All these other feasts come and they end. But there is a feast that continues on. I believe the reason why it continues on is that it is God's way of reminding us that He is the God who saved us and that we're fragile beings that came out of clay, had a housing of clay, and that He has given us eternal life. And every year, in the millennium of time, we will celebrate with thanksgiving, because this is the Feast of Thanksgiving. Amen? We will celebrate with thanksgiving the goodness of God. Lest we forget why we know that God is good. Because when you're eating all and enjoying the wonderful experience of the New Jerusalem, it's possible you can forget. And God has to remind us again. Say, do you remember when you were down there and your life was filled with troubles? And look at where you are now. Hallelujah. We will celebrate the goodness of God forever. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, one of the side themes of this particular conference is the word deliverance. I don't know if you have considered what God has been delivering you from. And in fact, If the truth be known, we don't know all the things God has been delivering us from. But tonight I want you to reflect on that. You look at the world as it is right now, and the things that are happening in the lives of people. When you drove in here today, I'm sure you saw people just floundering in the street. Tonight, they're going to go to bed, and it's not a bed. They were born just like you and me. But somehow their lives got derailed. Years ago, we met a man. He used to come here. I'm sure he's long gone by now. He used to be one of the wealthiest, or maybe not wealthiest, but a wealthy man. But somehow, with things that happened in his life, he ended up on the street. There are so many people like that, you know. They're on the street. No home. But they were born just like you and I. They had father, they had mother. Some of them were married, have children. And they're on the street. Some started their lives in a particular way and things were forging on well, and somebody introduced them to something called drugs or to alcohol, and that began the spiral down of their lives. There are people that you walked by today, drove by today, that are walking dead. They have but a short time to live. But when you look at them, they look like they're healthy. You say, Pastor, why are you telling me all of that? Because when you see what is going on in life, all you can really say ultimately is, no matter what your status is, no matter how well-to-do you are right now, God, if it were not for your grace, there go I. If it were not because of your mercies, I'll be that. God, I thank you. I don't know what I've done to deserve this, but God, you have kept me, protected me, provided for me. When you don't come from that place, you become unthankful. You think like everybody and everything owes you something. Nobody owes you nothing. It is the mercies of God. You don't know how many enemies you've got. You really don't. How many times, you know, I thought things like this happened only in Africa. Right here in Winnipeg, Canada, in the province of Manitoba, seeing people sacrificing stuff in front of my house with palm oil, killing animals and putting it in front of our house. I thought those things only happened in Africa. But God was busy delivering. I didn't know who that person was who was doing that. How many times did we come together and we praying in our house and the phone will ring? It wasn't because we were screaming or shouting or anything. We were praying quietly, but the power of God was going forth. And people would call and say, please stop praying. Please stop that praying. Please stop that praying. They were there. We were here. We couldn't see them. But there was a God who stayed steadfast and protected and kept and upheld us. If I stand here before you today, it is only because of the mercies and the goodness of God. Is it words? Is it sayings? Accusations? You name it. We've gone through it. But the grace of God is sufficient. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So I want you to come with me today as I explore with us from the book of Numbers, chapter 24. I'll read this passage and then I'll give you a background to it. It says, and when Balaam saw that it pleased the Lord to bless Israel, he went not as at other times to seek for enchantments, but he set his face toward the wilderness. Balaam lifted up his eyes and he saw Israel abiding in his tents, in their booths, in their sukkahs, according to their tribes. And the Spirit of God came upon him. And he took up this parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, had said, the name Balaam, Balaam means not of the people. Not of the people. And is the son of Beor. The word Beor means burning. He says, and the man whose eyes are open had said, he had said, which heard the words of God, which saw the vision of the Almighty, falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. This man was a rather unique man. He was not an Israelite, but God was dealing with him. Not of the people. How goodly are thy fence, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. As the valleys are they spread forth as gardens by the riverside, as the trees of the lion alloys which the Lord had planted, and as cedar trees beside the waters. He shall pour the water out of his buckets, and his seed shall be in many waters, and his king shall be higher than Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. Oh, if I had time to spend on all of this that I've been reading to you, I'll keep you here for a whole month and still not be done. There is so much information in the passage I've just read to you. But let it suffice to say this, that Balaam is seeing the tents of Israel, and they are in the wilderness. They are in the wilderness, but he sees so much water. He sees flourishing. He sees Agag been brought down? We know of the story of Mordecai and Haman and the Amalekites, how God brought down Agag. But one of the things God gave to us, one of the gifts God gave to us, was the gift of obedience. You remember that? Guess what Agag is all about? Agag is the one that caused Saul to lose his throne because he did not obey the instruction fully. Are you with me so far? And I believe that God is speaking to us today and saying, the thing that will cause you to disobey my directives and my guidance and the move of my power upon your life, that thing must be brought down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every spirit of Agag shall be crushed and brought down, and you shall not be disobedient to the directives of God, but will abide in the wisdom of the Spirit of the Most High God and do that which is right before the living God. Hallelujah. It says, and his kingdom of the people of God shall be exalted. Verse 8, God brought him forth out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an eunuch. That's a uniqueness. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones and pierce them through with his arrows. The arrows represents the children of a mighty man. And God is speaking and saying to us in this particular passage, your children are going to be great. Somebody shout hallelujah. They shall pierce through. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, my children are mighty before God, and by the authority of God will see every enemy defeated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And pierce them through with his arrows. He couched. He lay down as a lion and as a great lion. Who shall stir him up? Blessed is he that blesseth thee, and cursed is he that curseth thee. Hallelujah. This is a unique declaration. This was the third time Balaam had been sent out to curse Israel. The Bible tells us in Numbers chapter 23, Numbers 23, I'll read quickly. It says, and Balaam said unto Balak, build me here 7 altars, and prepare me here 7 oxen and 7 rams. And Balak, that name, Balak, means a devastator. A devastator, that spirit that brings devastation. Brought him, set up altars. And watch this. It says, and Balak did as Balaam had spoken, and Balak and Balaam offered on every altar a bullock and a ram. 7 altars. You see, the devil is a bad devil. And basically what he's doing here is that for every day that God has assigned as the days of tabernacle, enemy was putting a sacrifice in place to counteract God's purposes. The devil's a liar. And I say to you, it doesn't matter what the devil is planning and how he's trying to match up with whatever it is God has on his mind for your life, he is going to fail. Because the blessing is what shall come forth, not a curse. Somebody shout hallelujah. The curse shall not rest on your life, on your family, on anything that concerns you, because God has the blessing on his mind for you, for me, for this church. And greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 3 says, and Balaam said unto Balak, stand by thy burnt offering, and I will go. He said, stay by the offering that you have. He said, I'm going to go, and I'm going to inquire. Peradventure, the Lord will come to meet me, and whatsoever he sheweth me, I will tell thee. And he went to an high place. He went to a high place. And God met Balaam. Not many people had this kind of an encounter. But God always showed up to where Balaam was. And he said unto him, I have prepared 7 altars, he says, and I have offered upon every altar a bullock and a ram. Why was he offering this? As we read before, when you offer this sacrifice, you get to inquire from God. If you really want to hear from God, it's not a bribe. But if you really want to hear from God, bring an offering. When you are not able to hear from God for whatever reason, just come before God and bring him an offering and inquire of him. And God speaks. When your offering comes from the sincerity of your heart, and it's an offering that is by fire. And that's something God told us that we're going to be doing tomorrow morning. He says we should bring to him an uncommon seed, and that it's going to be a sacrifice by fire. I can't wait till tomorrow. I can't wait. Because something very unique is about to happen for every son and every daughter in this house. He says, he brought it, and verse 5, and God met Balaam. It says, and the Lord put a word in Balaam's mouth and said, return unto Balak, and thus thou shalt speak. And he returned unto him and said, lo, he stood by his burnt sacrifice, he and all the princes of Moab. And he took up this parable and said, Balak, the king of Moab, had brought me from Aram out of the mountains of the east, saying, come, curse me, Jacob, and come defy Israel. Come curse Jacob and defy Israel. The same person. How shall I curse whom God had not cursed? Or how shall I defy whom the Lord had not defied? Please hear these words. God is saying that the one that he has not cursed cannot be cursed. And the one that he has not defied cannot be defied. Because you see, God has given to you the gift of his righteousness. Hallelujah. He has positioned you and I to step into the realm of the blessed. Glory be to God. Verse 9. For from the top of the rocks,
I see him. I'm from the hill. I behold him. Lord, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nations. In other words, they are separated. These are an uncommon people. Just like the word of God says that you and I are not of this world. While we are in the world, we are not of this world. We are a different kind. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. And like Paul says, why are you acting like men and carnal people? That's not you. You're a peculiar people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation unto God. Hallelujah. And one thing that we as God's people keep on forgetting is that we are a nation. Yes, we are. When we recognize the fact that we are a nation, we will also understand that in every nation there is order, there is government, there is administrations, there are giftings. There is a wealth, resources. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It says, and shall not be reckoned among the nations because they are different. Hallelujah. It says, who can count the dust of Jacob? Oh, glory to God. Oh, these are a covenant people. Hallelujah. And just looking at the dust, you say, we can't count this. Because you are not countable. If you can count, then you have limited yourself. You see, God got very upset with David when David went against his plans and said, counting. Because God doesn't want, you know, one of the instructions God gave to me and Mama at the very early days, as we're starting this church, says, never count the people. And I thank God today that I don't count. Praise the Lord. Because if I were to count, I will be discouraged. I will not do what God wants me to do because I'm looking at the count. God says, don't you count. And I don't. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel? The fourth part of Israel. Do you know what he's talking about? Remember I talked about the seed and the water. But do you remember the Lord Jesus Christ giving a parable? He says, this is the greatest parable of all. He said, if you understand this parable, you understand everything. He said, if sower was sowing seed and some fell on the pathway. Some fell amongst the rocks and some fell amongst the thorns and some fell in the plowed good ground. That's the fourth part. Is somebody listening yet? The word of God doesn't put things in there just to put things there. It says there's a fourth part and this fourth part is falling on good ground and it will produce 30, 60, 100 fold. And these three feasts, oh, Shikalabrosi Malagai, the three feasts, Passover, Pentecost, Tabernacle, is your 30, 60, 100-fold. We are in the 100-fold. Oh, God is calling us into the 100-fold production. You've gone through the 30, you've gone through the 60. Now let me show you what 100-fold looks like. The God of the breakthrough is going to do what he wants to do in our lives. And I'm believing God for a supernatural move of His Spirit that's going to impact every area of our lives for His glory. Hallelujah. He says, and the number of the fourth part of Israel, let me die the death of the righteous. Let me die the death of the righteous. Why? Because these are the righteous. Oh, I would like to die the death of the righteous and let my last end be like his. Wow. Wow. Balak said unto Balaam, what hast thou done unto me? I took thee to curse mine enemies, and behold, thou hast blessed them all together. That's just like God. Just like God. The Word of God says to us, I'm going backwards. This is the second. I read to you the first one where he stood and blessed them. This was just what I just read to you was about that second or first blessing. In Numbers 23, 19 and 24, how many sides does the sukkah have? Three sides. Well, the enemy tries to attack one side and instead the blessing. He tries to attack the second part and again the blessing. He tries the third part and again the blessing. That which was fragile was still standing. But you know, the remarkable thing about it all is this, that Israel, Jacob, didn't know that somebody was busy planning on cursing them over there. Just like you don't know what the enemy is planning, but God is fighting the battle for you. No matter what the enemy tries, no matter how many sacrifices, whether it be dogs, goats, cows, whatever, it ain't going to work. Hallelujah. God has the blessing on his mind, and the blessing shall be declared. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When they want to say something, God dances them in the other direction. When the ways of a man pleases the Lord, he causes even his enemies to become friendly. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the Most High God, that nobody will be ever able to curse you. But that while they are trying to think about ways to curse you, they will speak the blessing out of their lives, out of their mouth. For you are a blessed people. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the very first declaration. God is not a man. Somebody say that. God is not a man. Did you sing that song today? You're not a man, no. You're not a man, no. He's the God who opens doors no man can shut. Guess what? There is no door in the sukkah to be shut. God is declaring right there in the sukkah, no doors to be shut here. It's an open door. And God, I am pouring out blessings on my people. The blessings are coming in. They are coming in. They are coming in. They are coming in. And you are going to overflow. And anybody who comes around you comes into the blessing. That is the promise. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. In other words, when God gets started, he's not changing his mind on this one. Praise the Lord. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Did he say he's going to do something and then he's not going to do it? Or had he spoken and shall he not make it good? When God gives you a word, he will make it good. By every means possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even if he's going to cause rocks to begin to cry out, that's exactly what's going to happen. If he's going to make a donkey talk, that's exactly what's going to happen. Whatever God has determined, I tell you this, child of God, let everybody say, we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that, we quit on this. God will do whatever it is he wants to do, with or without. He is God. Hallelujah. And he doesn't make any conference calls to determine with some committee whether to bless you or not. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and his law goes. And he has determined that you are blessed, and you are blessed. Hallelujah. Let God arise and let all his enemies be scattered. Had he spoken, and shall he not make it good? He said it, and he's going to make it good because he said it. He is not going to be an apprentice to the devil. Let me say that again. God is not going to be an apprentice to the devil. You say, what do you mean by that? The devil is the father of lies. And if God decides to be that, he has to be under the father of lies because the devil birthed him. That is not going to happen. Glory be to God. God does not embrace lies. Whatever God says is the truth, and whatever God says is what is. It doesn't matter that these seeds are green. If God comes here and says, the seeds are white, they are white. I think there was a movie like that years back about, I think it was some God movie. Says, I think the guy says, if you're God, you know, then you got to have six fingers or something like that. And the guy shows up with six fingers. If you're God, then you must have 20 fingers, and 20 you count. God is God. Hallelujah. I say God is God. Next verse. Behold, I want you to hear this. It says, behold, I have received commandment to what? Bless. And he hath blessed. And I cannot reverse it. The blessing of the Lord is irreversible. Hallelujah. He said, I received a commandment to bless, and God had already blessed. He says, and I cannot reverse it. Can't change it. The blessing has gone forth. Watch this. He had not beheld. This is why. He had not beheld iniquity in Jacob. You see, because God will not bless iniquity. So God decided, I see no iniquity. I don't see any iniquity there. And as soon as God said, I don't see any iniquity, iniquity vamoosed. When God decided that you are righteous, sin vamoosed. Hallelujah. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He had not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither had he seen perverseness in Israel. Was it because these people were not perverse? But these are the same people that were busy serving idols, doing crazy stuff. And God says, I don't see perverseness in Israel. The Lord, his God, is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. The shout of a king is among them. This is Balaam. He's prophesying. He's declaring well in advance. You see, the problem of Israel desiring a king was not that God didn't want them to have a king. It's just that they wanted a king that is like the nations. What God wanted was a king that was after his own heart. Is somebody listening? It's not that God doesn't want you blessed. He wants you blessed, but he wants you not to be compared with the rest of the world. God wants to separate you and I and say, I bless you. But the blessing I have in your life, have bestowed upon you, cannot be compared to anything else. It's not comparable. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's my kind. Hallelujah. My kind. I'm going to bless you with gold like dust, even the gold of Ophir. Wow. So all I need for you to do is believe me. Trust my word. Open your mouth and I will fill it. Open your mouth and I will fill it. Hallelujah. So that you can prophesy. So that you can declare decrees and those decrees come to pass. Open your mouth and I will fill it. There's a shout of a king among them. Oh, look at the next verse. God brought them out of Egypt. He had, as it were, the strength of an unicorn. Wow. Next verse. Surely. Surely. Somebody say surely. Say it again, surely. One more time, surely. This is like the Lord Jesus Christ says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, surely there is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no enchantment against Jacob. No weapons fashioned against you shall prosper. I want you to bring me back to this passage, but take me to Isaiah 54 and verse 16. This is what God said. Behold, I have created the smith
that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. So I created all of that. But then he says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. In other words, I did not create any weapons that will ever prosper against you. And if I didn't create it, whatever it is, whatever else has been created does not match. Hallelujah. Any sword that hits your sword will collapse, will just break to pieces. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing can cut you, but you can cut them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. These are the graces of God being released at the time of tabernacle, because child of God, Balaam is looking at the Sukkot, the Sukkah. He's looking at the tents of Israel. And he's seeing these things and he's saying, there's no way we're going to win this one. You and I need to rest in the goodness of God. Hallelujah. He says, and every tongue, notice that word, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment to judge you, thou shalt do what? Condemn. So I condemn those words. Say with me right now, I condemn every word that I've heard and I haven't heard. Words that may be spoken even days from now in my future that do not align with God's divine purpose and assignment, mandate, and design for my life. This day, I call all of them condemned. They are condemned. They are condemned, and they are hauled out from my life forever. In Jesus' mighty name. Do you receive that word? You see, because child of God, Balaam was way up there in the high place. And if the curse were possible without Israel knowing it, the curse would have landed in their lives. What happened? What happened? But God has a blessing on his mind. Hallelujah. 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 Something I learned many years ago from the Lord, he taught me this. He said to me, son, before the enemy ever attacks you, you always say something good first. I said, what do you mean? He said, he has to say something good about you and say, Michael is doing such and such. And then he says, let's go and destroy what he's doing. I said, so what do I do? He said, every time, say, every good thing that has been spoken about me today, I say amen to it. And every bad thing that has even crossed the mind of anyone concerning me, I destroy in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Say it with me. Every good thing, every good thought, every good motivation that's come to the hearts of men or spiritual entities, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, satanic forces, any good thing that they've thought about me,
this day. I declare in Jesus' name, amen to it. But every evil thing that they've thought concerning me have been motivated to bring about in my life, in my family, in my ministry, in our church, this day, they are destroyed. They are condemned in Jesus' mighty name. The Word of God says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Some say, I'm a servant of the Most High God. And their righteousness is of me, said the Lord. It's not their righteousness, my righteousness. I'm giving them my righteousness, and because I declare them righteous, no weapons formed against them shall prosper. Now take me back to Numbers 23:23. Surely there is no enchantment. Hallelujah. There is no enchantment. There is not going to be a breakthrough of some sort. Oh, one enchantment slid through. No. Nothing is going to have a breakthrough. For the enemy into my life. Hallelujah. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. Did you notice the Word of God keeps on saying Jacob and Israel? Well, Jacob is the supplanter, isn't he? Jacob is the deceiver, isn't he? Jacob is the messed up one, isn't he? Oh, but when he wrestled and says, you got to bless me. You're not going anywhere until you bless me. God was doing pretend fight with him. You know, he's like, me and my kids, you know, now I can't do that. Now they will really show me something. They will pin me down. But once upon a time, hallelujah. I pretended like I was being pinned down. Oh, I'm tired. Oh. That was God. But when God was tired of it, he just put a finger, touched the hip bone. Its socket went off. So I'm leaving. But his name got changed. Hallelujah. He had a name change from Jacob to Israel. But God says, no enchantment against Jacob. That means an enchantment that will work with what you were, with your past, to hinder you in your present. God says, canceled. I say, canceled. I say, canceled. Don't live your life with your head buried in shame. There is no shame in your life because you are no longer naked. You are clothed with the righteousness of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is clothing you. No divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what had God wrought? What is this? Hallelujah. What had God? Did you see? Out of a mess, God did this. We are not able to penetrate and destroy them. Why? Because he is my shield and he is my buckler. My God in whom I trust. What does Psalm 91 say? Say to me. You should know Psalm 91 and verse 1. What does it say? He that what? Dwelleth in the secret place
or the pavilion, the tabernacle of the Lord, of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I am abiding. I will say of the Lord. Yeah? I will say, verse 2 says, I will say. Some say, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. And He is my fortress. He is my God. And in Him will I trust. Hallelujah. 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 Numbers 23 again. And verse 24. Behold, the people shall rise up as a great lion. And lift up himself as a young lion. He shall not lie down until he eat of the prey and drink the blood of the slain. Hallelujah. In the third blessing, he says, it's a lion that's laying down. He's fully fed. Hallelujah. It is done. It is finished. It is complete. And the Bible says Balaam did not go and start inquiring. He just stood there and he beheld the tent and began prophesying. 25. And Balak said unto Balaam, neither curse them at all, nor bless them at all. But God was setting him up, because the next thing after that first one, he says, let's build another set of altars. See, Pastor, what are you saying to me tonight? I'm saying it's too late for the devil and his cohorts. You are already blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Is that not the word the Lord gave to us a few days ago? I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm blessed to be a blessing. God has his own agenda and his own program. Now, let me begin to wrap up. In chapter 22, Numbers 22, I told you I was going to be going from the front back to the back to the beginning. Numbers 22. It says, and the children of Israel set forward, they set forward, they set forward, they set forward, they set forward. They started advancing and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, Balak, the devastator, that's what his name means, the son of Zippor, the word Zippor is another word for sparrow, saw all that Israel had done to the what? Amorites. Saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. Now, remember what we learned through the years. Let me check your memory. What does Amorite mean? Seers, thank you. You remember. Good. Amorites are seers. Those are people that are speaking whatever gobbledygook nonsense. Israel had defeated them. Defeated
the confessions of the Amorites, who keep on saying things, keep on saying things, keep on saying things, but God shall disappoint them in all of their sayings when those sayings are evil. Amen? But anything that is good, we say amen too. Hallelujah. Verse 3. He says, and Moab was so afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. May your enemies be distressed because of the blessing of God's goodness on your life. He said, and Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. You see it? Right there. The enemy has to say something good about you before he tries to attack. I'm not speaking Latin either, right? You can understand me. They said, now shall this company, now. Say, now. They said it out of their mouth. Now. Glory be to God. And when the word of God has that now, the next thing is faith. They believed it. Hallelujah. And you shall have what you say. They're going to have what they say. They said, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. In other words, these guys are going to clean up. They'll clean everything. They're just going to overtake. And we say amen to that. Hallelujah. He says, and Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. He sent messengers therefore unto Balaam the son of Beor to Pethor. Pethor, that word is a word for soothsayer. You know what a soothsayer is, right? Nobody. Is going to monitor your life and speak evil into your life. Because the hand of God is upon you. And he has declared his greatness manifested in your life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people. To call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the what? They covered the face of the what? And what shall we say? Amen. Amen. You said it. And they abide over against me. We say, amen. Glory be to God. Come now, therefore, I pray thee. This is the flip side. Curse me these people. And we say, we destroy that. Amen? He says, for they are too mighty for me. And we say, amen. He says, peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. We say, we destroy that. Hallelujah. For I wot that he whom thou blessed is blessed, and he whom thou cursed is cursed. That's what got all of this started.
And today, we receive the blessing that is spoken and declared. Because there are no enchantments and there are no divinations. There are no weapons formed or fashioned against us that can in any way, shape, or form prosper. But the God we serve says that when we are blessed, whoever blesses us is blessed, and whoever curses us is cursed. A few days ago, I had a very interesting dream. Somebody that I know didn't expect this from this person. He came to my bedroom and was doing things. And I grabbed him by the head and I said to him, if you came here to bless me and bless my family, you are blessed. But if you came here to bring a curse, you are cursed. And the person fell down under the power of God. And I woke up and I wanted to send a text message to those group of people that this person was aligned with. Exactly what I said. Because many times they have tried to do their wicked biddings under satanic influence, and they've been dropping dead. Because you cannot come against a man or woman of God, a child of the Most High God, when God's word says, suffer not a witch to live. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that every adversary, every spirit of witchcraft that has been in operation around you, around me, around the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that those spirits collapse right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that is contrary to the will of God for your life must fail. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You know, sometimes when we talk about things like this, you know, people say, I don't know if those things exist. Go read your Bible again. It is in there, in the old and in the new. But since you're so smart that you know better than God, suffer the consequences of not knowing that you are in a battle and that this battle is winnable if you watch and you pray and declare the decrees of the Lord. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't miss tomorrow morning. Because I got a word for you. I believe it's going to change a lot of things for those who have, you know, when the Lord speaks, he says, let them that have ears hear. The message for tomorrow morning is a message for those that have ears to hear. Amen? And, before I pray, let me remind you once again that the word of God says, the word of the Lord to us was that we bring an uncommon offering, an uncommon seed. And I said to you, yesterday that this is not your regular given. This is over and above what you normally would give. Amen? All right? Did you hear that? So don't bring what you normally give and say that is your uncommon. No. Don't do that. Bring your regular offering. Give your regular offering, but bring that uncommon seed. It is very important because God wants to breathe on it by fire. And it is going to bring about a release into your family, into your life. I got mine ready 2 days ago when the Lord first gave that word. I drove straight to the bank and got it and put it. And every day I lift it up before the Lord and I breathe on it. God, breathe on it. Bring that one separate. I say, Pastor, can we take me to Leviticus 23:38? Leviticus 23:38. Watch this. I never say anything to you without God's word backing it. And sometimes I may say things to you that I didn't know was in the scripture right away. And God brings me there. I mean, if you remember me saying, you know, let's make a funnel. Remember me saying that? Yeah. Let's make a funnel. Lo and behold, it's in the Bible. When God says, I will pour out the blessing, it's about the funnel. Go into the, look at the language. God is going to funnel the blessing. Make a funnel. So God pours and it's concentrated. Gets inside of you. Hear this. It says, someone say, beside. Beside the Sabbaths of the Lord, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which ye give unto the Lord. Bring a special offering that is besides all of this. I encourage you to go read Leviticus 23, read all of it in context so that you settle it. God says, besides, this is a special one. And all through the years, 40-something years, 45-plus years of ministering the word, I've never been brought to this place where God says, I want an uncommon. And when I heard it, I said, God has something on his mind. Let every ear that is alive and quickened by the word of faith take a hold of this word. I'm not trying to get anything from you. If you think that, keep it and enjoy. Or trust God and watch God work the details out. Amen? Hallelujah. Did you receive something from the word tonight? Praise the Lord. Now rise with me. Father, we're thankful for this feast. You invited us to it. And we've come to your feast. This is your feast. We came here on Monday. We came again on Tuesday. On Wednesday. On Thursday. On Friday. And now we are here on this sixth day. We come into your rest. We come into your rest. This is the feast. that has a completion of 7 days, but then you added an 8th day, signifying new beginnings. You are bringing us into a realm in the supernatural that will cause our lives forever to be changed. You have separated us unto yourself, a nation unto yourself. We are not like the rest of the world, and therefore we do not run based on the economy of this natural world. For you're the God who meets all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You're the God who meets us at a point of need. You're the God who causes a man whose head is rested on a rock to see the vision of angels ascending and descending. And he says, God is here, and I did not know it. Because God, you direct your people. So Father, this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, God of heaven, direct us and bring us to the place of rest in you. Let the spirit of Laban that consistently ripped us off this day be cut off from our lives. We step away from the house of Laban. We step away from that place of limited blessings. And we step, O God, into a new realm. The realm, O God, where you change our names and you fulfill your divine mandate that will cause us, O God, to be a people that represent you in all the earth. Father, when we look with the natural eyes, we see only impossibilities. We say, how can this be? But like Balaam said, see what God had wrought. Lord, we position ourselves to receive of your spirit, transformed forever, empowered to succeed. Your grace is upon our lives. We rise in the spirit of truth and we declare, I am delivered. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 And amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Let us honor God with our giving. And while Mama comes, and we'll share in communion together. Praise the Lord. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. One more time. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan. I am delivered. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we give you praise. Yes. Amen. Go for the body.
Praise the Lord. All right. The Let's take our communion time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm delivered.
I am delivered.
Me and my household.
Me and my household.
We're delivered.
We're delivered.
From all enchantments.
From all enchantments.
From all divination.
From all divinations.
That means soothsaying, witchcraft, spells, and all kinds of evil. You're delivered from all of them.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm delivered.
I am delivered.
From defeat.
From defeat.
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
From every evil word.
From every evil word.
Say, I receive.
I receive.
God's blessing.
God's blessing.
And no one.
And no one.
Can ever curse me.
And no one can ever curse me.
Every curse.
Every curse.
That was spoken.
What that was spoken.
That I'm not aware of.
That I'm not aware of.
Till this moment.
Till this moment.
I condemn all of them.
I condemn all of them.
And every curse.
And every curse.
That shall be spoken.
That shall be spoken.
Now and henceforth.
Now and henceforth.
They are all condemned.
They are all condemned.
Brought to nothing.
Brought to nothing.
I receive. The blessings of God.
The blessings of the
that
Lord.
That makes me rich.
Makes me rich.
In health.
In health.
In wealth.
In wealth.
In family.
In family.
In finance.
In finance.
In ministry.
In ministry.
In business.
In business.
In influence.
In influence.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my life.
And add no sorrow.
And adds no sorrow.
That's my blessing.
That's my blessing.
From my Father.
From my Father.
Who is in heaven.
Who is in heaven.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Take and eat. Do this too. Somebody say, I'm a covenant child of God.
I'm a covenant child of God.
The covenant is sealed.
The covenant is sealed.
With the precious blood of Jesus.
With the precious blood of Jesus.
This covenant works for me.
This covenant works for me.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
That speaks better things.
That speaks better things.
Than that of Abel.
Than that of Abel.
Is speaking right now.
Is speaking right now.
That I am healed.
That I am healed.
That I am restored.
That I am restored.
That I am made whole.
That I am made whole.
That I am blessed.
That I am blessed.
In the city.
In the city.
In the country.
In the country.
In every nation.
In every nation.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For every good thing.
For every good
thing. That your word speaks about me.
That your word speaks about me.
I say yes and amen.
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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
If you believe so, take and drink.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is good.
All the time.
Amen. I want to thank Reverend Don for sharing that very special song with us tonight on Sukkot.
Yes.
Blessings. Amen. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Make it funnel. Father, we receive your blessings, unlimited blessings. Enlarge our capacity to receive more and more that haven't been blessed of you. We are and can be at all times a blessing. This is so. It is done. It is fulfilled. It is accomplished. We are a representation of this truth, blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Love you all. Thank God for you. And we'll see you in the morning.